peanut butter jelly. Baseball bat.
Did the peanut butter jelly? Peanut butter jelly? Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now tick tack toe.
Tick tack toe.
Let's go.
Tick tack toe.
You got it.
Tick tack toe. Let's ride.
Way up, way up, way up, way up.
Now there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
This is Jump to the Light, and I have three friends here today. I have actually two grandsons, and Keegan has a friend. So say hi, guys.
His name is Mr. Duck.
Mr. Duck.
And Mr. Bob, 21. Yeah.
Okay.
Here, read,
please.
Okay. Read this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Station ID. Okay, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Okay, and who wants to read first?
Not it. Okay.
Got a book about Easter that's coming up.
Not that one. If okay. I ran to the zoo.
Okay, well, what did you do over spring break?
I went to Pittsburgh and Capitola.
And to,
To what?
What's that book about?
If I Ran the Zoo by Dr. Seuss.
Did you go to a zoo in San Francisco?
I don't know. Yeah.
There you go.
San Francisco, actually.
All right.
Yeah. All right. That's all you gotta ask. Okay. If I Ran to the Zoo... by Dr. Seuss. It's a pretty good zoo, said young Gerald McGrew, and the fellow who runs it seems proud of it too. But if I ran the zoo, said young Gerald McGrew, I'd make a few changes. That's just what I'd do. The lions and tigers and that kind of stuff they have up here now are not quite good enough. You see things like these in just any old zoo. They're awfully old-fashioned. I want something new. Okay, so I'd open each cage. I'd unlock every pen, let the animal go, and start over again. And somehow or other, I think I could find some beasts of a much more unusual kind. Okay. A four-footed lion's not much of a beast. The one in my zoo will have 10 feet at least. Five legs on the left and five more on the right. Then people will stare and they'll say, "What a sight." This zookeeper, new keeper Gerald's quite keen. That's the gold-darndest lion I ever have seen. My new zoo, McGrew Zoo, will make people talk. My new zoo, McGrew Zoo, will make people gawk at the strangest old odd creatures that ever did walk. I'll get for my zoo a new sort of a hen who roosts in another hen's top knot, and then another one roosts in the topkin of his. And another of his, in his, and another in his, and so forth, and upward, onward, gee whiz. Jeweez? Jeweez.
What?
Jeweez. Okay. But that's just a start. I'll do better than that. They'll see me next day in my zookeeper's hat. Coming into my zoo with an elephant cat. They'll be... Okay. They'll be so surprised that... can we take a break? Oh, okay. Okay, they'll be so surprised though. Okay, can we just take a break? Music time. I seriously can't stop laughing.
Hey! All your girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
Start talking.
Okay, so I'm in fifth grade, and Mr. Duck, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade too.
What's your name, Mr. Duck?
Well, my real name would be Omar.
My real name would be Keegan. We go to Emma Wilson Elementary School.
In Miss York's fifth grade class.
Room 8. And, what else do we say? Our favorite sport.
Sure.
What's your favorite sport?
Well, my favorite sport is football.
That's my second. My first is soccer.
My favorite football team is the Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks.
My favorite team is the Denver Broncos. What else should we say? My favorite color is red.
My favorite color is blue.
My hair color is red, which is awesome.
My hair color is brown.
You probably wish it was blue.
What else should we say?
What's your favorite thing at school?
Our favorite, what?
Subject.
My favorite subject is probably spelling or grammar or social studies.
If you wanted to count PE as a subject, that would be it. But if not, then it would have to be math.
I thought I was gonna say. Oh, my favorite baseball team is the Oakland A's.
Finally, something we can agree on. Mine is too.
Yes, finally. My favorite hockey team is the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, mine is too.
My favorite soccer team is, I have two. The obviously USA. And San Jose Earthquakes.
I like Manchester United and USA.
What else should we say? Basketball team. My favorite is the Chicago Bulls.
My favorite is the Golden State Warriors.
First place. What else should we say? So my favorite. Oh, we already said that favorite sport. What else I has to do? Here, you start something. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book would have to be... Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters.
My favorite book? I have Ty. One is Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And my other is Big Nate. Big Nate. Should we say our best friends? Our best friends is us, of course, and Ty,
Spencer,
and probably our crew is
another Keegan.
Yeah, and then Adrian, and then Nick, and then is that it?
Basically, So, everyone that we just said, we'd like to give a shout out to.
And now to the girls. Let's go first with Lincoln.
I'll say Grace.
Maybe fourth graders, I would say Isabella, Kirsten. Those people I know. Mm-hmm. Fourth graders. We're in fifth grade. And also
Brianne,
Michelle, Skylar,
Brianne, and Olivia.
Olivia lives in San Jose. So sad.
Ready for the song?
Yeah.
What? Wait. Can we sing to the song?
Okay.
All right, song time.
Okay, what song? Take me to church.
Stay with me.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, guys. Only four people are probably listening. Okay, here we go. Got this.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all one
day.
But it's true that I'm just a man.
Don't say.
This
man to come to land.
You thought you laid right on my hand. Oh, won't you stay with me,
Grayson?
Because you're all I need,
Grayson.
This ain't love, it's clear to see.
Grayson,
the darling, stay with me.
Michelle,
like Grayson.
You know it's emotional.
Grace.
It's not a good look and just some self-control.
Grace.
Lincoln.
Deep down I know this never works.
Grace. Then.
But you lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you? Grace, stay with me, please.
Or stay with Omar.
Cause all I need.
What?
This ain't love, it's clear to see.
darling, stay with Omar this Christmas. Whoa, 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 whoa. OMG, Grayson, go with Omar, please. For me, Grayson, go with Omar, so life could be good. Oh, oh, whoa, 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 Grayson, you should be hearing this radio. Go on it. Now, in your car. Won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need.
Grayson.
Grayson. Lakin. There's love, it's clear to see.
What?
Lakin's
in my what?
Oh, no. With me. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause all I need. Listen, all is there to say. But darling, stay with me, Graceland.
Dude, it's like you're making Graceland think that you like her.
No, I don't like her.
Okay, guys. So I have a book about Easter. I just want to read a little bit about it.
Okay.
Let's see.
What? I don't like Grayson.
There. Okay. So Easter is a time of rejoicing. It comes in spring, a joyful time for everyone. The cold, dark days of winter are over. Birds return to sing. Grass and flowers begin to make a new carpet for the earth. The date of Easter is not the same every year, but it always comes the first Sunday after the first full moon in spring. Long before the celebration of Easter, people celebrated a spring festival. They feasted and they sang and they danced and they gave gifts and then rejoiced over the birth of the field, the rebirth of life in the fields and the woodlands. Let's see. There's a bunch of other stuff. Oh, yeah, the Easter egg is a good example of a custom that began many thousands of years. For ancient people, the symbol of the new life was the egg. When the shell broke, new life came to the world. In India and in Egypt, people thought the world itself began as one huge egg, and the world egg split in two. The upper half became the heavens, and the lower half became the earth. For countless years, it was the custom to give eggs as gifts during the spring festival. The ancient Persians and the Chinese did it. So many people of Northern Europe and during the Middle Ages. So do we today. Usually we do not spend a great deal of time decorating our Easter eggs. We have fun dyeing them in bright colors and putting on simple designs. But in some countries of Europe, decorating has been a great art for many years. In Poland and in Yugoslavia, girls and women paint fancy designs on the eggs before they're dyed. They paint their designs with beeswax, and they try to make each one a little different. Flowers stand for love, a deer for good health, and the sun for good luck, and a rooster for wishes that will come true. After the eggs are designed, the women dip the eggs in bright dye. The design under the beeswax stays the natural color of the egg. In Russia, in the olden days, artists made beautiful eggs of crystal and gold. Sometimes they were decorated with jewels for the Tsar and his family. One goldsmith won worldwide fame for his jeweled Easter eggs that he made. People keep these beautiful egg gifts for years and years, and they display them at Easter time. The Germans were the first to make an Easter egg tree. Carefully, they pricked a little hole at the end of the shell, and they blew out the inside of the egg. This is like the inside of the raw egg. Then they colored and decorated the shells and hung them on a tree or on a bush outdoors. Sometimes they used bright ribbons and tinsel and other decorations on the tree indoors. German settlers in Pennsylvania brought this custom of the Easter egg tree to America. Okay, who's going to read another book?
Hello? Oh, now I'm on air. Okay.
Do you want to read a little more of the zoo book or a different one?
Wait, this headphone's stuck. Oops.
How about if I do a song?
Okay.
Beck with the song called Blue Moon. And prior to that, I played Sam Smith, Stay With Me, and Pharrell Williams, Come Get It, Bay. That's from a Grammy 2015 nominees. It's a really awesome CD. And Terry's in the house, ready for Face the Music, coming on at 7:30. And 10 o'clock, I'm thinking Jerry's going to come in and do basically the blues. And I believe Nick's show, After Midnight, is now, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's Sunday. Is it like 9:30? So he must have changed the name of his music, but it's all that techno stuff. It's pretty cool. All right, so Omar is going to try a song. There we go. A story.
Okay. I'll be reading If You Give a Dog a Donut. Written by Laura Numeroff, illustrated by Felicia Bond. Okay. If you give a dog a donut, he'll ask for some apple juice to go with it. When you give him the apple juice, he'll drink it all up. Then he'll ask for more. There won't be any left, so he'll want to make his own. He'll go outside to pick apples. When he's up in the tree, he'll toss you one. Throwing the apple will make him think of a baseball. He'll want to play. You'll have to get a ball and a glove. Of course, he'll also need a bat. He'll ask you to pitch. He'll hit a home run. Then he'll do a happy dance to celebrate. Dancing will make him hot and dusty, so he'll need some water. He'll probably start a water fight. You'll have to dry him off with your bandana. He'll wrap it around his head and pretend that he's a pirate. Then he'll want to go on a treasure hunt. He'll find an old kite and want to make one himself. You'll have to get him some sticks, paper, and string. When the kite is finished, he'll want to fly it. It will go higher and higher until it gets tangled in the apple tree. The tree will remind him of apple juice, so he'll probably ask you for some. And chances are, if he asks for some apple juice, he'll want a donut to go with it. And that's the whole story.
Good story.
Thank you. I have a song by Taylor Swift that we can play, and then we have a little public service announcement. So, quick shout-outs to your parents.
Mom, Dad, I love you.
If my mom or dad are in the car, I'd like to make a shout-out for taking care of me all these years.
And Pigeon. And which is right there? Mila, Jaden, and Tyler, and Maria, and those are my family. Yeah. And I, family, friends, life. Missing. It's the old delay. Got nothing in my bank. That's what people say. Ooh, that's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. Shake it off, shake it off. Break is gonna break, 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 break. And the nigga's gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. I never miss a beat. I'm lightning on my feet. And that's what they don't see.
This is the KZFR Events Calendar. I'm Ricky Anderson. Thanks for listening to KZFR. Friday, April 10th, it's a partial benefit for KZFR at the Chico Women's Club with Dog Name Blue, Gravy Brain, and Bahopke. Get tickets at Lion Books. KZFR's Spring Pledge Drive is April 22nd through May 1st. And Thursday, April 23rd, it's Plaza Palooza at the Chico City Plaza in downtown Chico. Part of the drive is a big show at the Chico Women's Club with Scott Law and friends on Friday, April 24th. Tickets on sale now at brownpapertickets.com and at Lion Books in downtown Chico. 2015 is KZFR's 25th anniversary. We have big plans in June for two shows. It's Wednesday, June 10th with James McMurtry. Tickets are on sale at kzfr.org and Lion Books. The second show is Saturday, June 13th, with Maya Dyson, Wolf Thump, Mossy Creek, and more bands to be announced soon. Stay tuned. More info at kzfr.org, and you can download the mobile app from the website. Thanks for listening, 90.1 KZFR.